Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Good morning, John. Pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning. Heading down the turnpike, back to work.
Well, we said before the show, be careful what you wish for. You got plenty of hours now, John.
You know, I've wanted to get some hours, get some bills paid off, and guess what? Here you go. So, yeah, I'm working like crazy now, so... And it's a good thing, though, because I really need to get some stuff done. So, very nice.
Yeah, well, you're driving the bus. What are you, on 10 straight days now?
Yeah, something like that. And they installed a new system in the buses. It's called Clever Cab. And it's not going all that efficiently right now, to say the least. So, yeah, there's a lot of, like, for example, I put a bus on last night. I went and pre-tripped, or didn't pre-trip, but did the walk around on a bus, signed a bus in. I was supposed to make one trip to Fort Wilderness from Epcot and then turn the bus off, but I went to make the one trip. There was nobody at Fort Wilderness, so the leader told me to just go turn the bus off. So I turned the bus on, drove it around the circle, and then turned the bus off to get into another bus to take backstage at Epcot. I'm not sure this makes a whole lot of sense, but you know what? I get paid. So,
John... As soon as you remember, it's kind of like on my job sites, too. The people doing the job don't really matter. It's the smart people up in the office that know so much, John.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what, Doug? I got over there, though. It was, it was 12:30, and I had to make four runs back and forth between the parking lot at Epcot backstage and the East Gate, which is the east side of Epcot. Spaceship Earth. So I had to make four runs, and it literally takes like 6 minutes to drive back and forth. So I stopped there, and I stopped at Eastgate, and I'm looking at Spaceship Earth from backstage. Lights are on, and I'm listening to the World Showcase music in the background on my bus. So I had to stand. I did that four times. You just stand there for 4 minutes waiting for nobody to show up to get on my bus. So I enjoyed it. It was fun. So yeah.
Well, I will say, John, that you have been, I know things have been crazy as far as the hours and getting used to it all, but any other job, you'd be complaining a heck of a lot more. If it wasn't for you living so far away, I think you'd be as happy as a pig in poo-poo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm really digging this job so far. I mean, there's obviously it's a job, you know, there's some stuff that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but obviously, but... for the actual job, I really enjoy it, and I enjoy interacting with the guests and all that stuff, and even the other cast members when I do some of them shuttles. Yeah, the only thing I get stuck on twice or something like that is the There's a shuttle at the Magic Kingdom called West Block, and that's just a big circle, so that one's a little bit annoying. But other than that, I like it so far. And the way, I mean, I was complaining about the new system a little bit, but what I do like is when you go in and when I clock in this morning, they're going to give me a sheet of paper that has all my runs on it, my break time, everything. So I'll know exactly what I'm doing until I shut that bus down tonight to go home. So I do like that. You know, it's real nice. So.
No, well, hopefully they weed out the bugs.
Yeah, it's new software, it's a new system, and then there's, you know, I've got a tablet, I've got an iPhone, I've had one for years, and I'm only 49, so I'm a little tech savvy, you know, with the newest stuff, so this isn't a reach for me. There's guys and women here that are in their late 60s, early 70s that maybe do not have smartphones and are just seriously upset with trying to get this system to work for them, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Just so everybody knows, this is John picking on the elderly, not Doug. Doug is
not
saying this.
I'm just trying to explain why some people are very upset with the system. So.
No, some people do not like change in any level. Like my brother Tomater, he's fine. He has his iPhone. He does listen to us now. He's had iPhone for a few years now. But for the longest time, he refused to come over to the dark side, as he used to call it. But it got to the point where we're on job sites. Doug, look up that wiring, how that harness is wired. Get that wiring harness video up. You know, he'd be constantly asking me and Donnie to look things up as we're working on the job site. You follow me? But he didn't want to get his own phone.
Well, if you're going to use somebody else's, you pretty much accepted it. So.
Yes, it was constantly. Because, dude, we do it. I've been doing electrical and wiring my whole life, but there's certain things, like when you're doing two- and three-pole wires where you're doing, like, know how you could turn the light off upstairs and downstairs on the switches?
Yes.
We don't wire that all the time. And then there's newer dimmer switches that have, they're laid out different. So even though you know what you're doing, you're reading the directions, it's so much easier just to look up a video from the manufacturer. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you need to have some knowledge to know what you're doing when you're looking at it, but we've said it a million times, a picture's worth a thousand words. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, and that's the truth.
Seeing somebody do something as opposed to actually just reading about it is a lot better. It's no doubt about that.
Yeah, because some of the worst people on the planet are the people design directions for things. Am I wrong?
Yes. And they always look like they've been translated from four different languages before they get to English.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes no sense. Like, don't lay out screws and have eight different screws, but none of them will show you the different size. Or you understand? I mean, it's just... And we have problems on the job site now, too. Like, I don't understand, like, some of the blueprints that we read on the job sites. And we even have tablets that's on the job sites now, and they'll open up, and we look for different things, different colors, different way the shaft. You know what I'm talking about. Different design, the way that the wall's laid out. But what cracks me up is I have PlayStation 4, and I want 5, but we have all these video games and everything else. Like, you can make houses in three-dimensional. I'll watch TV shows where they add everything, they move everything. But I get on mine at work building a billion-dollar hospital, and you can't read the blueprints properly. It makes no sense. But the other thing is, too, a lot of the guys on the construction site, like you were saying, John, they don't want to deal with all that, the iPads and stuff. But it's inevitable. Every trade almost has them now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And especially as we go forward, I mean, there's technology, and it's such a help. When you are able to look up videos and stuff to help you get things done.
But my point is, we need some of the Imagineers and the video game designers to lay out the blueprints on our job sites, if you get what I'm saying. I mean, it's amazing what they can do with some of these things now and how antiquated other things are now. But I'm glad you're enjoying driving the bus. I did tell you the whole time I think that would be your favorite job, didn't I?
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite I've had at Disney so far, and actually it's probably right up there with, you know, nothing will ever beat being a lifeguard at Wet n' Wild when you're 17 years old, but other than that, I think it's probably my favorite job I've had so far. So.
Well, that's awesome, and the thing of it is, even though you're working for Disney and all, the reason I thought you would like it a little more is you're still under the umbrella, But you've driven truck and you've been free for a long time. And one of the things I said to my buddy, one of my good buddies who he worked for Wells Fargo and he ran branches and he was on his own, if you understand what I'm saying. Well, then he took another job. Like, he would set his own time. If he wanted to stop and have lunch, he could set up the times between branches. He was his boss. He was free.
Yeah.
And then he got offered another job for a few more grand a year. And I told him, I said, dude, you're going to feel like a trapped rat. And he goes, get out of here. I said, I can't explain it to you. But until you get on that clock again, like me working for myself and then going back union, it's a totally different feeling. And I'm sure you feel the same way. You drove that truck for so many years. And going in and working with everybody and being on a time frame, at least now driving the bus, you're kind of like you're alone a lot. You're your own boss a little bit again. Am I right about that?
A little bit. And then, I mean, it's just there's a lot less stress. You know, if my bus breaks down, I'm not worried about it. I mean, obviously, I got to report it and all that stuff. But it doesn't mean that I have to make up the rest of the work for the day. You know, somebody else is going to come pick up the guests. Somebody else is going to take care of that. The bus is going to be fixed. Mm. I'm still going home at the time I'm supposed to go home. And if I'm not, I'm getting paid extra.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, when my truck broke down, and it did constantly, Ryder is a horrible, horrible company to rent trucks from. Anyhow, but it broke down all the time. And I would have to unload that truck, put it on another truck, and it would put me 2 to 3 hours behind, and I'm running into more traffic. But by the end of the day, I'm 5 to 6 hours behind. And then you just have everybody mad at you, yelling and screaming, and it's just miserable. So.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make is you have your little bit of independence with that bus still.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I still have to break the... Every time I pass one of the Speedway stations, I'm thinking to myself, I can pull in and get me a soda. No, I can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No.
So.
Now, do you have sodas in the truck? Are you allowed to have a drink with you, though, right?
You can have your water bottle. And technically, it's supposed to have water in it. But, yeah, I mean, we're now allowed to – I've got a metal black one that I take that you really can't see in. So if I want to put Diet Coke in there, I can. But usually I just have flavored water in there, so –
No, but it's the independence, but he took that new job and he ended up leaving like 6 months later, 5 months later, went back because he said, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
So it's a different vibe, but you got a little freedom, but you don't have the responsibility that you had before.
Yeah, yeah. The freedom's a little more, you know, I'm still told when to come in, I'm still told when to clock for lunch and all that
stuff.
But
you're not having somebody stare at you all day, team leader or something.
Yeah. And it's not as strict as like Pirates of the Caribbean. Obviously, Pirates of the Caribbean, they didn't want you to. They frowned upon you having sunglasses on because you know you're supposed to be a pirate. So no, I'm just supposed to be a bus driver. So if I have sunglasses on or whatever, you know, it is what it is. So
you should have got some eye patch design sunglasses where both eyes are covered.
There you go.
But I got my shot this week, John.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah, I got the first shot. I got the Pfizer shot this week. Didn't hurt at all going in. Felt, you know, a little normal, like a flu shot, it felt like to me. And the only problem I had is I sleep on my left side. They made me put it in my left arm. Usually I get it in my right arm. She goes, put it in your non-dominant arm. And I tried to fight. And I use both arms anyway. Being in control, you know, I'm constantly moving with construction, climbing ladders, stuff like that. So, but anyway, the only thing that bothered me is I sleep on my left side, and it hurt. It was stiff when I woke up.
Yeah.
But the one I'm worried about, they say number two is the one that knocks you for a little woozy. But I'm looking forward to getting this over with, and hopefully we all get them, John. I'm wondering if you working for Disney, if there'll be somehow they move you up the charts.
Actually, I've heard rumor has it from some of my veteran pages, Facebook pages that I go to, that bus drivers are considered an essential service. And then if I tell the VA that, the Veterans Administration, I might be able to get my shot at some point a little sooner because I am out there constantly meeting and greeting other people. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, yeah, so we got ours. I got mine. Brenda's supposed to get hers because they're working for the, you know, with the dental field and all.
Yep.
She's supposed to get hers. I think I'm hoping next week, so we can hopefully.
Is mom gonna get one or no?
She goes to the doctors on Monday. She's going to talk to them. She could have gone with me through how I got it. They were going to let her go, but it's a long story why she didn't. But
okay.
She'll talk to her doctor on Monday. But hopefully we all get these and we can start moving forward, John.
Yeah, I know Dario, my former boss at the wine company, he got the, it was either the first dose or the second dose, like you said, and his wife said it just put him down. He just did not feel good at all for about 3 days after he got it.
So. That was probably the second dose, John. That's what I'm hearing. Like, I'm hearing up to 32 hours with some people.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to get my second shot on February 11th. And if I don't feel good, I mean, at this point, I'm thinking it might be a four-day weekend if I don't feel good, you know, because...
Hey, there you go.
Well, we've been working a lot of Saturdays lately. I worked yesterday, too, but every Valentine's Day, I cook my wife and my mother-in-law dinner. It's been like a 10-year tradition now. I make an appetizer, an entree, and dessert from scratch.
Well, so, loody-doo. Yeah, loody-doo.
And I invited my sister-in-law over to join us this year with her being back in town. So it's going to be the three girls. And I have a big dinner to cook. We're doing it on Saturday because you know how it is, John. You don't want to do it on Sunday when you go back to work. But your work week now, it really doesn't matter. But with mine, kind of Sundays, I like to unwind, if you follow me. And we got this little show to do every Sunday. So I'm going to cook it on a Saturday. So I'm hoping if I get the shot on Thursday, by Saturday, I'm feeling better.
You know, we're not going to tell Lisa what you're doing for Valentine's Day because she'll be lucky if I pick up a pizza on the way home.
So. Oh, jeez. I've been doing that for quite a few years, John, now, because even when I was in business for myself, I would take that day off and cook her dinner.
Yeah. And no, I think tomorrow I actually am going to be home by 8:45 for a change. So I think I'm going to try to grill out tomorrow night for the first time in about 3.5 weeks now, which is wacky for me. I want to go out to my grill and it's going to be dust full of dust. So.
Well, that's a shame, but hopefully it's a nice night for you. You can get some grilling going. Ain't nothing like it is up here where something's going on. As you disappeared into the wild blue yonder there, John, and the recorder decided to delay as we started up again, so we're having real mysteries going on here.
Cool.
I said it was 5 degrees here last night, and you're thinking about going out to grill.
Oh, yeah. It was in the mid-60s yesterday, and then today I think 78. So, yeah, perfect grilling weather.
So, but anywho, there's things have been picking up down there with you guys. It seems to be the crowds are more. Now, Judith got mad at me. She said I didn't rant enough about how I was mad about Magical Express last week.
Oh. I didn't know there was a restriction on your time limit on rants.
Well, I told her, I said, you're working for Disney now, so I'm even more now, so I'm trying to be a little more respectful. But I said, it's getting to the point, too, John, is where it's like, I'll emphasize this as if you had a kid, and it sneaks out every single day. After the 500th time you yell at them, it doesn't get you as mad. It's like you know there's – I'm getting beaten down, John, is what my problem is with them. I mean,
you're getting too accustomed to it.
It's like every time I turn around, they're taking something else away from us, or they're doing something. I mean, everything they take away, they're giving nothing back. Like, usually years ago when Disney would take something, they would actually add something. It's like now they just keep taking, and prices ain't being lowered. And Magical Express is a horrible thing they're doing, but it's like, I don't know what to say about it. I really don't. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing. It's a, and I said on the show when we talked about it, out of all the things that my clients raved about was the Magical Express, because we talked about getting to and from the parks. It ain't easy.
No, it's not like they have an airport on property. So, and I mean, if they do build that train, it's going to be several years away. So I don't know what they plan on doing in the interim.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I listened to Pete Warner. He went off. He makes me feel good sometimes. Like, I ain't the only crabby one from New Jersey, if you follow me.
Well, let's just say I could not work on his show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I could not record with Pete Warner. I do believe I'd be fired within about a day and a half, so.
Yeah. I mean, he went off about it, which I agree with everything he said about Magical Express and Disney right now. But Kevin and John and them, They're just like Lou. Well, let's see what happens. Or let's, well, why do I got to be punished until I see what happens? Like, lower the prices even more or do something. Explain to me why you're taking it. Tell me Mears is doing something. Like, explain the logic. But Kevin and them, they're talking about this train, right? Like, they, as far as I know, John, have they even built a train station at Disney Springs?
No.
Okay. So, I do construction, and I know I'm a partial idiot, John, but there is no way in HE double hockey sticks that they're going to complete a train station by 2022, and that's what Lou and everybody else keeps saying, that a train station's a year away. Can you possibly imagine a train station being there within a year, John?
Well, not only just a train station. I don't know about the line. I mean, because that would be, you have to get the property to run the line. And so then you're going to have to eminent domain some properties and stuff like that. That takes a long time to get all that done. So, I mean, the station, maybe by 2023 I could see it, because it is Reedy Creek Improvement District and they can push through all that stuff, and I understand that. But to me, the problem would be actual the rails coming from the airport to the train station, because that's a lot of property to cover.
Yeah, did they start them yet, John, and I don't know about it?
What's that?
Did they start those rails and none of us know about it? Like,
I don't know. Maybe there's some existing ones that they're using that I'm not aware of, but I don't even know of, other than the obviously the Main Street Railroad. I don't think they're using those lines, but other than those lines, I don't know of any on property.
Well, let's go with that logic. How long has it been since the Main Street Railroad's been down? Now, you're telling me in a year you're going to build a railroad from Orlando to Disney World, have it ready, buses set up to drop you off at the rooms like Magical Express. This is the fairy tale land that we're hearing here. Okay, and this is all going to be ready in a year, and the Walt Disney World Railroad has been down for how long now, John? They can't even get that running yet.
Oh, that's down because of Tron construction.
Well, then how long did I think Tron, in an area that there's no other people around, it's a confined area, even though it was COVID, I still think that, look how long that has been taking to build. Now, you're telling me a railroad and a building and all the insurance, all the safety protocols and everything are going to be in place by 2022?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just insane. And but it, for Lou and them, like Lou's even talking about now with the, I'm waiting to see how he spins this annual pass deal, John. Have you heard anything about Florida with the annual pass now?
No, I got rid of my annual pass. I can't afford it anymore. So,
but my wife now, this is the first, like all the news, she blows it off or whatever, but she goes, we're moving there and we're 55. You're 55 in a couple years. She goes, what are we going to do without annual passes? Because basically now Disney's telling annual pass holders they're not worth anything. They don't spend enough money, so that's the reason why they're taking the annual passes away. That was the article that I read. The annual pass holders don't spend enough money to justify annual passes anymore, John.
Or at Disneyland?
Yeah, at Disneyland or Disney World is what they're... Even Disney World, they're saying that the annual pass holder don't spend as much as they would like. The local resident doesn't eat out there as much as they should. They're criticizing the annual... They're trying to spin it. So I think when they do... I'm hoping to God they don't take it from Florida. But there's rumors of that, too.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's always been more concerned about the first time visitor than they are about the, especially here in Central Florida, about the annual pass holder. I mean, it took forever for discounts to get tied to the annual pass. I mean, when me and Lisa got our annual passes back in 96, 97, that time frame, there was no discount associated with an annual pass. So it's just been lately that they instituted that. And in there for a while, they were pretty good to the pass holders. They had that. They had the Tables in Wonderland card that you could buy that gave you a nice discount on stuff. And you got discounts on rooms and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, I mean, you learn that in Disney training. I mean, you're told that the first-time visitor is much more important than the annual pass holder. There's no doubt.
Yeah, well, see, and I don't get it, because they're the monster, disgusting companies, I'll call them, in that respect, the Xfinity, the Verizon, the Disney, which I never considered Disney compared to these companies, but now they're horrible as far as the way they treat loyalty. because Verizon, Disney, Comcast, which is Xfinity, all your major big companies, they could care less about existing customers anymore. It's all about the new customer. That's all they care about.
And it, honestly, Doug, it's not only, like you said, it's not only just Disney. It's any of these big corporations, and it's a lot of the big restaurants, too. All of these restaurants, when you get your fast food or your counter service or whatever, you get a receipt and it says, please take our survey and let us know how we did. I've done a couple of those where, Pizza Hut, their wings were terrible and dry and disgusting. I had no comment. Nobody ever got back to me. Nobody said a single word about it. Like 6 months later, we ate at Arby's and the roast beef was horrible. Nobody ever got it back to me. So they do, they try to act like they care, but they don't really care.
Well, I will give our local Bonefish a little plug. It's going to be a negative then a positive. The last couple times we've ordered takeout there, because I've told you, we've been trying to do takeout to keep local, we try to do takeout once a week, John. Yeah. Just this, keep money flying, you know what I'm saying? Because we can afford to eat out a time or two a week, so we've been trying to do it. We do our Shogun a lot, the local Japanese restaurant. She's the sweetest woman on the planet that owns that place. Beautiful little place. But the last two times we've ordered from Bonefish, it's been horrible. It hasn't been what I expect. So last time they messed my order up and we drove all the way home because they gave me the three bags, you know what I'm saying? They dropped it off at the car like it was a bomb because nobody wants to be around you. You know what I mean, John?
Run away.
Yeah. So we drove home and I gave a $20 tip for delivery, John. I think that's pretty nice, don't you? Or pickup,
yeah,
curbside?
$20 for picking it out to your car. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, so it wasn't like I was cheap about this or anything. And I get home and my wife ordered one taco and they gave her another. My order was messed up. The food was not good, if you understand what I'm saying. It wasn't what we expect. I ordered crab cakes, John, and instead of the crab cakes being solid, they were totally smashed.
Nice.
I wanted to look like a nice crab cake. Am I wrong for paying $20 for two crab cakes and wanting them to look good?
You want them to actually look like crab cake?
So anyway, I called up, and this was a few weeks ago, and they were supposed to send it right out, but I did get it yesterday. They sent me a $50 gift card in the mail.
So, well, good for them.
Yeah, so they were actually nice about it. But the bigger companies right now, they don't seem to care about the everyday person anymore. It's like Disney is to the point now where it's 100% about the shareholders, and that's it. And this isn't me complaining, John. I have gotten more complaints that I ain't been complaining enough from all of our listeners than I've ever had before in the past 2 months. Is that crazy or what?
Hopefully that people realize that I now work for Disney, so I'm sorry, I can't sit and agree with and
no, I
so,
hear you.
I mean, everything is taken with a grain of salt, people. I mean, the fact is I want to keep my job, okay?
No,
so.
You 100% should, and I agree with you, and that's why I've been trying to level it down a little bit, but it's just like the Twitter and the emails are constantly, they're taking, and they're not giving nothing back right now. And it's aggravating. You know what a lot of DVC owners went through and had to fight for points. And it's been an ugly 6 months for everybody, and especially in the community here. And that'll lead me to this, John. And we're going to play a little guessing game. What did you think Bob Iger's bonus was this year, John?
The planet of Mars.
Okay, the total package he got this year was $21 million, John.
Okay, all right, so a little short of the planet of Mars, but pretty damn close.
Okay, Chapek. He got $14 million this year, John. We'll call it $163,000, but that's chump change to him. So there goes $14 million. And then you got Alan A. Braverman, the Senior Executive Vice President and General Counsel and Secretary. He is really, we got to help him out. He only made $9,115,000 this year.
Mm.
Okay, so let's move to the next one. Christy M. McCarthy, she's the Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. She only made $11 million this year, John. Okay, then we'll go to Zena B. Muncha. She's Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Communication Officer. She's hard. We got to GoFundMe her. She only made $5 million this year. And then Mary Jane Parker, Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Human Resource Officer. $7,300,000. Between all of them, you're like $70 million, and they still laid off 30,000 cast members this year.
Yep.
That's the sad part of it all. And that's why I think nobody has – everybody's up in arms, because – what did they actually do to deserve all these bonuses? It's been a non-bonus year. I don't know any other business, John, that you don't work half the company's closed down and horrible, and you're getting a bonus. I didn't get a bonus that big this year. Did you, John? Did you get a bonus for your job?
I don't get bonuses. No, Doug. The companies that should have given bonuses this year, and kind of, I'm actually, you know what? If the CEO of Publix or Target or
yes.
Walmart has huge bonuses, I'm not saying a word, because
no.
Obviously they worked this year and their companies did fantastic. So, or Dish, or not Dish, but Hulu and Netflix and all of those companies, that home entertainment, they all should have bonuses, you know? I mean, they're the companies that did fantastic this year, obviously. So.
Dude, and I will say it's the first time in my life, so I will take something back about Xfinity. I actually got money back on my bills, even though they're extraordinary. But about 5 or 6 times this year, I noticed my bill was $7 less, $9 less. And it doesn't sound like – it's not crazy money, but the principle was they said because the sports package that I pay for didn't have the amount of sports that I deserved, they gave me a refund. I almost fell off my desk chair, John.
No kidding. And that was initiated by them? It wasn't
yes.
initiated by you? Holy cow.
100%, John.
That's trippy.
It was incredible. I mean, it was amazing. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And this happened like 5 or 6 times this year, John. That they deducted money from my – they charged me less. They gave me a credit because of the sports package and different things I have on my cable that they didn't supply me. And also they said they didn't supply the new content that I deserved with the package, the premium package I have.
I bet they have your account flagged and somebody went, okay, so if we give him $10 back, he won't call, bitch, and then get $50 back. So.
Whatever it took, John. I hear you. But you get my point. It's like that wouldn't that have knocked you off your chair?
No, I don't think I've ever got a bill that said, you know what, we didn't live up to your expectations, here's some money back. So that would have been trippy. So.
Yeah, I mean, and this is why, you know, Abigail Disney, she's been going nuts about the CEOs and the higher-ups of Disney. She's saying it's just, how are you laying people off and taking $70 million in bonuses?
Yep.
That's just, the point is, I'm just out there, John, because everyone, again, I'll say it a million times, the reason we love the product of Walt Disney World is people like you, John, and everybody else, all the cast members that work at the parks. And that's why people like Lou, and I love Lou Mangiello a lot, I don't understand how he could totally, I mean, he basically turns a blind eye on the cast members over the past year. And
what I want to say is nobody returns to Walt Disney World because they met Bob Chapek and he was the nicest guy in the world. But some of the cast members I've worked with, and especially some of the way they can engage with children and stuff like that, they are the people that guests return to time and time again to see. So, they don't place the value on the people. And I'm not talking about myself. No, I'm talking about other people that the true value of Walt Disney World is its cast members. And, evidently they have an inflated idea of what they do. So.
Yeah, well, until I see Bob Iger's ass up and down Main Street USA picking up trash and helping out and making sure that the Emporium is spotless clean, making sure all the bathrooms are clean, making sure my experience, the windows are washed. I mean, the thing that I fall in love with at Walt Disney World is how well-kept every cast member is, how much pride they take in their job, how nice they are when they check you out. It's from the A to Z, from the minute you check in the guest services to the minute you leave, is the reason why you go back. When you walk up to look through one of the windows into the Main Street confectionery or one of the other windows, you're not seeing fingerprints and nose marks and smudge marks. And am I wrong about that, John? That's the reason why you go back. Am I wrong?
And those great bus drivers.
Yes, 100%. No, you get on a Disney bus, dude. I have never gotten on a Disney bus and had trash on a bus, John.
Well, speaking of, Doug, let's start a new thing a week. All right, you ready for the Disney bus driver joke of the week?
Okay.
Why is Goodwill Captain Cook's favorite store?
Why is Goodwill Captain Cook's favorite store? Tell me, John, I'm not going to get it.
Because it's a secondhand store.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's funny, John. You're responsible for cleaning the bus, aren't you?
We pick up the trash when we see it, but yeah, they get cleaned every night. Last night I was watching it. We park them at Epcot, and they shuttle. We can only have 15 people on a bus right now, so there are 15 cast members that come over in orange vests from over there by Speedway. That's called FIW, Fuel Inspect and Wash area. You've seen that big, giant bus fueling zone right by that Speedway by the Magic Kingdom. So they come over from there, 15 of them. They jump into 15 buses, drive them over there, and then they wait in line. They get them up there. They get fueled. They mop them out. They clean them out, and then they run them through a bus wash, and then they drive them back and do it all over again. So there's a whole crew of guys and gals that's all they do all night is drive buses back and forth and wash them and fuel them. So, but yeah, they do that every night of thorough cleaning, and then of course we're responsible for walking them during the day and trying to pick up stuff. But actually, for the most part, guests are pretty good on buses. I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of trash left yesterday. Okay. There was a napkin the other day and a bottle. That's about it so far.
And you want to know why? Because again, the cast members and everything else sets the precedence. If you walk in an area that's crystal clean, you usually have that mindset to keep it crystal clean. Am I wrong?
Yep, absolutely.
You walk into an area that's dirty. Like, I still don't get, like, my job site right now, we have this company called Tommy Carts. And I will give the company running this part. These Tommy Carts are they're like mini rolling dumpsters, John. And they're made out of steel. And what happens is every week, a big trucks come and pick all of them up. And they wheel them in and out. Our job must have four or five of these dumpsters per floor. And they're probably, like 6 foot deep by, like, 4 foot wide by 4 foot long, or so. They're pretty big, 5-6 foot long. And there'll be a Tommy cart like 5 feet from somebody, and they'll throw a water bottle on the ground. And then you yell at them, and I'm the bad guy. You know what I'm saying, John? It's like, I don't want trash all over my job, John. I mean, like, yeah. These animals, but that's the point. Like, you're trying, you got to lead by example, and the Disney cast members lead by example at the parks. I mean, I'm watching a 4K video right now, watching a family walk down Main Street. It's really not really crowded. It's like first thing in the morning, and I'm looking at the sidewalks and the blacktop where and there's not a speck of nothing. There's not even a speck of lint on the ground. And that's not because of Chapek. That's not because of Iger. That's because of Walt Disney set that trend a gazillion years ago. Am I wrong? Almost 50 years ago now, or 70 years ago with Disneyland. Am I wrong?
Yeah, all those streets are hosed off every night. So, yep, and that's why, obviously, that's why no bubble gum is sold on property either. So
100%.
You don't get those horrible black marks. But, yeah, all that stuff's pressure washed every night. So,
well, I get those executives off their high horse and get down in Disneyland and figure out how to get it open so cast members can go back to work, because it's a horrible, horrible thing that all these cast members are off right now. And I hope to goodness what I'm hearing too is I hope a lot of them don't lose their, and are going to lose their seniority, because they're going to have to start back over again.
Yeah, that would really stink.
Yep, and there's not a doubt in my mind they're going to not have the heart. They're going to not have no heart, and they're going to do that to a lot of these cast members. So it's very sad. I wish to goodness that Abigail Disney could figure out a way to take the company over.
It's not her company, unfortunately. She can't do anything about it.
So. No, but I wish she could get stockholders in some way to make an overthrow. I wish she could bind with somebody that would take it over. I don't like the way it is right now. I love my park. I can't wait to go back, but it's really making it harder and harder every year. Every day, John. It really is. I just can't wait to see you. You're the reason I'm coming back, John. That's it.
I don't want to be responsible for Doug coming down here and going to the Magic Kingdom on a crowded night. So.
No. But I want to come and see my friends, but it's very sad right now, John. Well, monorail station demolished as work continues on new entrance at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. It seems like they have the same monorail picture every week, John.
Do you actually know where I am? Because I am passing the Polynesian as you talk about.
I had a funny feeling, John.
That's pretty good. Good timing.
Yeah. Do you see the construction going on?
Yeah, actually, I saw it last night, too, because I had to stop there last night. So, yeah, it's serious mess up front with the stuff. And then all of that is gone up front where the monorail station was on the second floor. So I don't know exactly what they're doing, but obviously a big freaking construction project. So.
But it must be really, if I was down there right now, I'd hop on the monorail just to see what's going on because the beam's still open. It's just not stopping at the poly.
Yeah, yeah, it drives through there. So, yeah, you could see what kind of work's going on if you had a chance. So.
It must be very, very interesting, John. I would love to see what the whole deal is there. But Pat's Resort's under a major, major refurbishment.
Yeah, and we've got stay there May 1st, and I'm telling Lisa, I don't know if I want to stay if all this construction's going on, but and I mean, we obviously didn't get to go on vacation this year, so this one we're using a lot of points, and so we've got a nice room, we've got the lake view and all of that, and so I'm using a lot of points, and I want to make sure that, I mean, honestly, if I've got the lake view, I'd like to have the fireworks, so I don't know if I want to spend the points on a lake view if I can't have fireworks.
Hey, so. John, between me and you, maybe you ought to downgrade a little bit, save a few points so you don't have to take rides home a few times this year. Stay a night when you're on a big run. Call in some points.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It would be nice to park the bus and walk over to the boardwalk and put your flip-flops on and chill, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and actually, but, I mean, it's not too far from the realm of possibility of just paying for a room because I think – one of the bus drivers said he got Pop Century on a Thursday night for like $63. So
there you go. Yeah. One of them here or there, John.
Yeah, exactly. Like last night would have been great. But then the problem is Lisa would want to come and then we have to buy dinner and then we're buying breakfast and all of a sudden it's not $63, it's, you know, $275, and I'm not going to make that much in a day.
The bottom line is some nights when you're doing these trips where you got to leave at 2 in the morning, it might behoove you just to get a good night's sleep one night.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't about you enjoying yourself, it's about you recharging your batteries.
Yep.
You know, water returns to Rivers of America refurbishment nears completion, John. So we got our water back in.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's strange looking at that with construction vehicles at the bottom of that river.
Well, this is the biggest one, John. This is the good one. Festival of Lion King, the return at Disney's Animal Kingdom, John.
Yep, this summer. I was so happy to see that. I reposted it on all our pages and stuff like that. But, yeah, it looks like they're going to bring back the show with some changes. And, obviously, I know they've changed right off of what they're going to do is they're not going to grab the kids out of the audience to come dance on around the stage. So that's probably the number one primary change, at least for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if all this does get over, that's brought back at some point because it was a lot of people's favorite part of the show. But other than that, I don't know if there'll be a whole lot of other changes. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, the actor or the performers interacting with themselves, I see all staying the same. You know, I really don't see them, like the monkeys obviously have to kind of tumble around each other. So I don't see them changing a whole lot of that. Probably just getting tested a lot, I would imagine.
Yeah, they said they're going to modified format. Yep. There will be an adjustment to the show on stage and backstage, including updates to choreography to allow appropriate physical distancing. Seating also will be adjusted to maintain physical distancing.
And you know what that means, Doug? That's going to be a hard ticket to get.
Oh, absolutely.
That auditorium seats, when we packed it, it was like right at 1,400 people. And so if they're going to go with, what, a third? Or maybe you think a half. I don't know. I'd say at least maybe a half. So 700 people, and there's usually about 1,200 trying to get into a show at any given time. So, yeah, it's going to be – you're going to have to wait in line. to see it. But I know I will. That's my favorite show, and I enjoyed working there, so I'm really excited to see it coming back.
So am I. Well, maybe with a modified, maybe they'll have more shows, John.
I don't know how. I mean, they used to run one every hour, and it takes that long to reset and for the performers to get a break between sets, you know, half-hour show, half-hour break, half-hour show. So
didn't
it would be.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I never do that.
Never.
Didn't it used to start later, though, in the day? It would never start, like, crack the first thing in the morning.
We had usually started at 10, and then it would run until the hour before park closed. So if park closed at 8, it would run until 7. But yeah, they always started like, mm-hmm. I think an hour or 2 hours after the park opened. So
no, maybe they ought to hire like two casts, and this way they could do it every half hour and give the other ones a break.
Yeah, you just can't get people out of the auditorium in that time.
Well, I'm saying, you know? If it's at half mass, you follow me, if they're cutting down on the spectators, I'm glad it's back big time.
Me too.
The crazy part is all the geeks like us that are Disney fanatics that Disney don't like, we're gonna still want to see the new choreography, if you follow me. It's gonna be a new show to me.
And I mean, myself watching it, I'll definitely be able to pick up every little change from it, because I probably watched it a total of, I have no idea, 300 or 400 times. So
this is sad for me and Brenda. It'll probably be sad for you. Deal with FDOT, the Florida Division of Transportation, appears to seal the fate of Crosswords. That whole shopping center area where Mike Gooding's is going to be torn down, John.
Oh.
And I didn't know this. Did you know Disney built that?
Built it? No. Probably way back when, though.
I never knew this until I read this article. It says, the Crossroads just outside of Walt Disney World Gateway, which was our favorite. You know, I went to that grocery store all the time, John. It was we were so adorbs, John. Me and Brenda, we were adorbs, because we used to dream about being able to do our weekly shopping there. You know what I'm saying, John? That was going to be our place when we moved there. You know.
Yeah, that was the last Goodings I think open in the entire country too. So.
Yeah. The Orlando Sentinel is reporting the Florida Division of Transportation has reached a deal with Crossroads Shopping Center to acquire the land for use for the ultimate I-4 project. I wonder if that means that train station might be going in that area too, John.
That probably means that exit for 535 is going to get a lot bigger.
Yeah. So a lot of people can come in there and with the train coming and all that stuff. There's some... There's some blueprints here that you could see how it's going to disperse and all there. But according to the report, the state will pay $198 million for the land. I wonder if that'll all go to Bob. Well, he needs to feed the goldfish in his moat. You know what I'm saying?
But think about that, Doug. Disney owns the property. They're going to sell it to the state of Florida so the state of Florida can build a better... exit off of I-4 to get to Disney.
Absolutely.
That is good work.
Yeah, absolutely. They just keep on getting and getting and getting and crying they're
good,
making no money,
work.
John. You're 100% right. Used as an interchange for I-4. Originally, Crossroads was originally built by Disney in the 80s, just outside of what is now Disney Springs. It was a popular stop for guests to stock up on grocery items or eat at restaurants for lower prices than on Walt Disney World property. Some of the businesses have already shuttered due to COVID-19, including a hugely popular Sweet Tomatoes restaurant. Have you ever eaten there, John?
No, I always wanted to. I love salads, and that was just a salad bar restaurant. And I always meant to get to it, but the only one I knew of was in Sarasota, and I wasn't stopping the truck. So.
Others, which include Gooding's, Taco Bell, TGI, Fuddruckers, and a Pirates-themed golf course. You ever play golf there?
Many, many times.
Yep. It's going to be sad for you and your son. You probably have memories there.
Actually, me and my Doug, I know you were a cool kid. You know, you were that cool teenager. I was a bit of a geek.
Well, I was cool, handsome, good-looking.
Yeah, you had it all.
Yep.
I was a miniature golfer. So me and a buddy of mine from high school, when I was like 17, we decided we were going to, and, you know, living in Orlando at the time, we decided we were going to play all the miniature golf courses. So we played that one. We played the one on iDrive. We played the one out on 192. So, yeah, I played there many times with my good buddy Jeff when I was a kid. So.
Okay, so now you've thrown down the gauntlet. We have to have a miniature golf putt-off, John.
Ooh.
At the Disney like courses.
It. All right.
How's that sound?
Lisa may beat us both, but, you know.
Oh, speak for yourself, John. I am incredible.
God, the ego on this man.
Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, Construction Epcot is moving forward, but I still don't see any opening dates, John.
Yeah, I still don't see anything about Ratatouille opening. So, but, yeah, Cosmic Rewind. Guess what? I drove underneath five times last night. So that is... You know, it's big. I'm looking at it now. I'm parked at the bus depot. I'm looking at Spaceship Earth, and over to the left, you can see the building, but I drove underneath it. My God, that place is huge. Absolutely massive show building. So, and extends on both sides of the backstage road. So,
yeah, there's a bunch of, you can see a bunch of metal studs, and they're still working on some of the exterior here, John. So, but I wonder when it's going to be open. I mean, this has been taking a long time, even with the COVID. It's taken a long time on top of that.
Well, this year is the 50th. So at any point, they're going to start. I would think by this summer, they're probably waiting to see what really happens with COVID and everything like that. But at some point, we're going to see the 50th anniversary party or festival or celebration, whatever you want to call it, start. And so once that starts, I see these places really getting kicked into gear to reopen. So, but then Disney doesn't do anything one day, for especially the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. So I think it's going to be probably a two-year celebration, probably starting in, what, September or something like that. They'll probably start it, and it'll probably run until 2023. But by September, I would think that a lot of this will be either open or really close to being open. So,
well, what is open now, you can actually walk back to the bathrooms at Ratatouille, and I will say that that area is absolutely gorgeous. I cannot wait to be walking back there with Brenda. I really can't. I mean, she's excited about this. The WDW Radio had a show of what they're most excited for in the next year from Walt Disney World, and everybody was talking about Ratatouille, and a lot of them were, in Disney, they were talking about the new Avengers campus out at Disneyland, you know what I'm saying, if that ever opens, if that governor out there ever lets them open again. I mean, holy moly, they might just need to rebuild Disneyland in another state.
Yeah, I don't know, it's taken a long time to get that done.
But anywho, this is absolutely gorgeous back here. I mean, if it wasn't for the mask, if I went back there, they might hire me just to be, you know, a good-looking guy for the atmosphere to draw, you know, to fit in with the whole area. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, I don't know if you've got the French look about yourself, Doug.
Dude, when I put on a beret, I am hot.
You are Pierre, are you?
Oui, monsieur. How you doing? I sound like Joey from Friends. How you doing? A little bit of Italian in me. But anywho, it looks really nice. I can't wait to get back there. That's what Brenda's excited about. But I have to agree with Lou. Know what Lou said, what he's most excited about?
What's that?
2021? He's hoping to get the Tomorrowland People Mover and the train open again. That's what he's most excited about. And I have to agree with him. He's a man. That's where we're a lot alike there, John.
So, yeah.
I honestly am. What are you looking forward to more? Ratatouille, ride it on the People Mover, ride it on having Walt Disney World Railroad open, Guardians of the Galaxy or Tron. List them in order to five.
I would say probably Ratatouille, and then probably Guardians, and then I would say the People Mover and the train, and then Tron probably last. Doesn't mean I'm not going to ride Tron. It just is not the... It's not going to be the one I'm going to run out to, first of all, that's for sure. But,
well, mine would be, because I love my wife so much, I would look forward to Guardians. I mean, not Guardians, Ratatouille.
I love my wife, but I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, it would be fun to put, I can't wait to see her face when we are on that.
Yeah, there you go.
But it would be Ratatouille, and then it would be the train and the People Mover, and then it would be, last but not least, would be, well, Guardians and then Tron, myself. Those two... the Disney geek in me can't wait to see them. the old man in me don't want to sail.
Yeah, the whole backwards launch thing. At least we know Ratatouille's not going to make us sick.
No, unless the rat does something on the floor that we don't like.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Exterior Disney Springs M&M store nears completion. I love M&M's, so I'm not hating this, John. You like M&M's?
They're okay. I mean, it's never been my favorite candy, but it's the same thing as the Coke store. I don't think I've ever bought, and I like Coke too, but I'm not a Coke collector, so I've never bought anything in the Coke store. So, but then again, I mean, other people buy Bud Light stuff. You know, I guess if there's a brand you really do like, you do buy the stuff. But I don't know how an M&M store is gonna make enough money to stay open. But hey, that's just me. So
I got some of the M&M NASCARs, and they did sell pretty well resale.
Yeah, and I mean, believe it or not, just reselling stuff on eBay, the little M&M character stuffed plush, they sell pretty well, especially the green one. So, and yeah, I guess there are people that collect them. I mean, go figure, the California raisins were popular a couple of years ago, so you never know. So,
yeah. Oh, the Hall of Presidents is closed again, John. It's shut down.
I wonder why.
And they're redoing it. They said the last closure lasted an entire year, with the show reopening on December 19, 2017. So it took almost a full year. So I'm wondering how long this one's going to take, John.
I don't know. I'm going to excitedly anticipate going and seeing it. And then I'm wondering, to be totally bipartisan, but I'm wondering if they'll have a Bernie Sanders in the little chair sitting up front, too.
Yeah, everybody's been putting that around, haven't they?
I was telling Lisa, leave it to actually bring the country together a little bit. Stupid Bernie Sanders meme, because I've seen both parties doing that one. So
yeah,
finally, and it's just silly, you know. And that's I think we needed something like that, because everybody is so uptight right now. So.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. I getting my shot. I almost got into it when I was at the dock at the place, just for saying something about Amazon, and I got attacked, John.
Yep.
Oh, I did like your thing of saying Doug's right and I'm left, or I'm towards the middle. I'm dead center middle, John. I just so everybody knows, in my lifetime, I've been more Democratic than I've ever been Republican, just so you know, Johnny. But I did see your post to that. But just
yeah,
so you know.
Yeah, I was just one of our listeners sent us a message. And it's always nice to. I always like how people are surprised when I respond to them. I mean,
yes.
it's great. I mean, I love people interacting with us. And so, and people, when they see, if they ever see me out here at the buses, this is so unpredictable. I don't even know how I'll be able to run into people driving a bus. It's just going to be a random act. But yeah, they're always, and I'm always so happy to see people. So hopefully I run into some people. So.
Yeah, well, I tried to respond to them, but for some reason on the messenger, it wouldn't allow me to. I couldn't get the text part of it up, John.
Okay.
It was weird. It just would not allow me in there. Then I seen your response. I'm like, John's basically calling me Ronald Reagan.
Well, Ronald Reagan's not bad.
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, wait, like that. I was kidding, but you're. Again, everybody, I'm a registered independent, so everybody knows. I just want what, and I hope this. I hope he's the best we've ever had. I'm a know who I am. I root for our country, not for an individual. I want our country to be the best it can be. So I'm critical on both sides, John, and that's why I'm an independent. Just the same way I'm critical of Disney on both sides. Just because I have. Problems with it or don't agree with things don't mean I still don't love it. Does that make sense to you, John, or I can't criticize
it? Absolutely. I mean, you know, there was this thing about at one time in our country, there was obviously a lot of, especially in the 60s and the early 70s, there was a lot of dissidents and disagreement with government institutions and stuff like that. And the fact that you disagree with things does not mean you are not an American. I mean, that is part of our God-given right as Americans, is to disagree. That's the best thing about America, is the fact that I don't have to agree with all the policies.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of people out in my neck of the woods that If you disagree with anything that the government says, then you're a communist.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing of it is the people that are the most problem that complain are the biggest bullies, if you understand what I'm saying, if you disagree with them.
Oh, yeah, there's guys around there, especially out where I live, that says, if you're American, be American. Well, what does that mean to – what being American to me may be a bit differently than what it means to you, but that does not mean it's wrong.
So, well, let's put in Disney confines here, in Disney context. If you like a Dole Whip, don't mean you can't like a citrus roll too, you idiots.
Exactly.
I mean, there's people that want to fight you if you say I like a citrus roll.
Yes.
Am I wrong, John?
Oh yeah, they get all bent out of shape. That in the not as bad, but the Mickey bars versus the Mickey sandwiches, I see that one too. So, but
100%.
Yeah, Dole Whips and citrus rolls are you can actually get people into fisticuffs over that stupid debate. So.
Listen, we can like both. How I could even take a Dole Whip and take a citrus swirl, put it all in the same bowl, and I would still like it.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be wrong.
No, it would be good, John. I'm telling you it would be good. Can't we all just get along, John? Holy moly. But that's the problem, John. You can't say anything. But that's why, am I wrong, John? Isn't that why a bunch of pilgrims got on a boat and sailed across the ocean blue to get here?
Well, that and to get away from their tyrannical government.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying here. Like, they don't want you, and nobody wants you to have an opinion. You can't disagree, and that's what we sailed away from, not being able to have an opinion. Am I wrong?
Yep.
So, if I had my way, if I was secret, whatever, if I could have a grant of wish, I would get rid of both parties, 100%, and start all over.
Well, it's amazing to me, though, that, like you just said, with the pilgrims sailing away, and they wanted to get away also for freedom of religion and stuff, but then they get here, and the very first thing they do is get rid of other religions.
Uh-huh, exactly. And then start paying tax back over and fall into their old ways again.
It's amazing to me, though, that... I'm gonna fight so hard for my way, but then it's only my way.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
It's nuts, John. I said, just because you like a citrus roll, don't mean you can't like a Dole Whip.
Yep.
Astro Orbiter still down, John, isn't it?
I don't know. Probably. I think it's been doing some refurb too, but.
Yeah. Single, I think it was down a couple days. Have you seen the pink monorail? There's a pink monorail now in Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland, and their monorails are pretty cool looking, John.
Yeah, they're a little more futuristic looking than the ones here, right?
Yeah, they're very nice. So, how much longer I have you for, John?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. New Maui Orange Bird light up statue released at Disney. He's pretty cool looking, John. This new Maui statue. Over at the Poly Resort. I like all them little tiki things.
Yeah, we got quite a few of them because they're usually sold with the Dole Whips and the little Dole Whip counter at the Polynesian. So,
I wonder if Judith will want this new Figment Spirit Jersey face mask arrives for 2021 at Taste of Epcot.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Even though she should never cover that beautiful face of hers, John.
I think she spends more than half of her life in a mask now, especially being a nurse.
Yeah, God bless her.
All the time anyway. So.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios Skyliner lines have been closed already for maintenance the other day, John. That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I saw them down for a little bit. Well, you have to do a monorail or a Skyliner line when it goes down, obviously, and we put up buses to still shuttle people back and forth. Doug, you know what run I did yesterday, speaking of? And, I guess is if you're not a true Disney – well, I wouldn't say a true Disney fan. Okay, if you're not an older Disney fan like me and you that have learned to take advantage of walks and stuff, I did the run between Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Who's taking the bus from Epcot to Hollywood Studios? Why? There's a beautiful walk right there. I don't get it.
It's sad, isn't it, John? But that's...
Well, especially, you know what? If you're at International Gateway or if you're in the back of World Showcase and you walk from there to the bus stop up front, you've almost done more than half of the walk that you're doing to Hollywood Studios. So, you know?
Absolutely, and you don't get the beauty of seeing that whole Epcot resort
and the
area.
Boats going by and all that fun stuff. So.
Nothing like watching that Friendship boat go by, John.
Yep, and it's nice to see those going again. So all the boats are going from all the Magic Kingdom resorts back and forth to Poly and Grand Floridian and Contemporary, and all those are back in action now. So the only ones we're still waiting for are the ones at Disney Springs. All the ones on Sasagula, basically, is what we're waiting for. So.
You see this over at Hollywood Scoops, John? Well, they got new flags out around the flags that hang around the attractions with the Chinese theater on it, which I think are pretty cool at the Hollywood Studios. They're very nice, the new flags. And then Hollywood Scoops Ice Cream testing breakfast drinks and cinnamon rolls at Hollywood Studios. You're always up for a good breakfast drink, aren't you, John?
Yummy.
Well, I think they have alcohol in them, John.
Well, a Bloody Mary. All right.
There you go. The mimosa's $13, John. Based on the appearance, mimosa set for a while before being served. It was kind of melted down. That's pretty sad. And then they have a Bloody Mary for $11, John.
Yeah, I like a good Bloody Mary. So.
Me too. Is it now possible to get a good Bloody Mary inside the studios before 11 a.m.? There you go, John. Previously guests looking for the beverage would need to wait until Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge opens, but no, you don't now, John.
You know what? They started to allow cast members to bring guests into Hollywood Studios, so I may have to, if I ever get a day off again, try to set up a date and me and Lisa to head out there. And that sounds like a good opening salvo.
I thought you were going to invite me down, John. I'm sorry.
You know what? You're welcome anytime, but that whole quarantine thing may slow you down.
John, interior framing and architecture domes added to the new Mouse Gears. You can see all the metal studs framed up inside. They're getting ready to start closing that store in. I cannot wait for hopefully that's open when I get there.
Yeah, you don't want to go shopping at the discount outlet.
Now, do you notice, though, how fast stores are being rebuilt so they can get the merchandise in them, John?
Yeah, I got priorities. Yeah. Speaking of stores and stuff like that, the NBA Experience store is still not reopened at Disney Springs, and I don't know why, of all the stores, that one hasn't reopened. It wasn't open when they were actually running the NBA here, which didn't make any sense to me at all. And they've got all this merchandise they brought in because they had them here, and then they weren't able to sell it because the store never opened. I'm confused, but
no, I don't. I mean, that's just a sad building right there. It really is.
Yeah, so it didn't work out. The NBA Experience didn't work out, but the store is really nice. It's got a lot of cool stuff in it, and so it's a little disappointing to still see it closed. So,
Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail partially closed for construction. So they're doing some construction over there by our beautiful Silverbacks, John. So keep an eye out for that. You might get some different views. Disneyland president says new membership options are not designed to limit choice. I've been reading it, John. These new packages are going to be like over $1,000 for one, $7.99 for another. So, and you got to book outwardly, if you understand what I'm saying. So I got to read more into this, John, but I'm sure our buddy Robbie, I'd like to get, I got to try to get Robbie on to talk about what's going on with all that out there.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's more up to date.
In tune with all that, yeah.
Yes. So I'm anxious to see, but I was looking at some charts and tiers, and some was over $1,000, another one was $7.99, and it showed blackout dates. And what it's doing is, the way these new tickets are, as of right now from what I'm reading, it gives you the availability of longer time to reserve your time at the park.
Okay.
So one is like 60 days notice, one's 120, you understand what I'm saying? So the more you pay, the longer you can book your time. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, all right, I'm about out. I know you got to go, don't you?
It's about that time.
So, and you're over at Epcot right now, right?
I am at the Epcot on the grassy knoll. I'm coming in at this time. All the parking's full, so I got to park out in the grass lot. But it's all good. Hopefully, I drive a good bus today. So, it's always a that's always the pressure situation when you clock in. What bus am I going to get? So,
well, is it more crowded night or day now, John? What's your bigger crowds during the day?
Yeah, because none of the parks have that big show at night. You know, we still get a little busier right when the parks close, about an hour before until about half hour after. But people trickle out all day now instead of, you know, all that sudden rush after illuminations or wishes or something. So it's more of a slow trickle as opposed to a mad rush. So,
real quick, John, have you seen that WandaVision yet?
I saw the first episode.
Is it, like, weird, dude?
I saw the first episode.
It's out there, isn't it? I just can't wrap my head around it, dude. I feel like I'm watching a bad writing of Bewitched.
That's basically what it was. I mean, I liked some of the stuff because I am a fan of the old 50s sitcoms,
yes.
Dick Van Dyke and stuff like that. So I like the little homage to Dick Van Dyke where he tripped over the footstool when he came into the door and stuff like that. But and I kind of liked, as corny as it sounds, I kind of liked the fake soundtrack on it. I like that, but then some of it was just bizarre and weird, so I don't know if I might watch the second one, see if I can get any more into it, so.
Yeah, I watch it because of Disney, that's it, because of,
yeah.
You know, my love of that, but I'm still trying to wrap, I'm hoping it goes somewhere with the Avengers.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, John, you head in. Be kind to all your. Be like me. Be very patient and kind to everybody who gets on the bus today, John.
Considerate, absolutely.
Yes, and just say hello and be nice. And where do you have you heard anything about Riverside or Port Orleans French Quarter?
No. All Star Movies is supposed to open in February, March. That's the next one that I hear opening. I know Jumbo House has definitely got more guests in it than the first couple of. Weeks I was working here, so I think parts of that have reopened more than just the DVC section, so that's a good sign. So,
well, I can't wait for you to be driving through Riverside. My dream come true, John. One of my dreams come true would be walking up to the bus station and seeing old handsome John there picking me up.
Hi, guys. Welcome aboard.
I'd be walking on and saying, take me to the parks, mister. But I can't wait to be down there with you, Johnny. Go enjoy your bus driving day. Everybody be kind to one another. Be safe. Wear your mask, and we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
All right. Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.